أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم His Excellency the Chairperson Director General FAO WHO Head of the States and Governments Ministers Distinguished Delegates Ladies and Gentlemen Good afternoon I am indeed very happy to attend the second International Conference on Nutrition ICN2 in this wonderful gathering On behalf of our Honorable Prime Minister, the people of Bangladesh, Ministry of Agriculture and Health, I would like to convey my sincere thanks to the organizer of this most timely conference. Mr. Chairperson, Bangladesh has made steady progress in addressing malnutrition. We all know that food is the highest priority among all the daily necessities. Bangladesh has significantly reduced its poverty level from 40% in 1990 to 25% in 2014. Bangladesh achieved significant progress in rice production from 10 million metric tons to 34 million metric tons till 2012, thereby achieving near self-sufficiency in normal production. As a result, the calorie intake per capita 2,430 kilocalorie per day also increased substantially due to increased rice production. Child mortality rates decreased significantly from 2004, 51%, Now, 2011, it is only 41%, and recent poll will definitely prove that it is decreasing like anything. Due to the government's initiative to provide health support, awareness building, accessibility to improved food consumption, previously Bangladeshi children used to suffer from high rate of micronutrient deficiencies, vitamin A, iron, iodine, and zinc deficiency in particular. Bangladesh made significant progress in reducing vitamin A deficiency, VAD, among preschool children over the past 15 years. However, consumption of vitamin A-rich foods is still low. This success has largely been due to the vitamin A supplement program of the government, which increased its coverage from 41% in 1993 to over 85% in the second half of the decade through distribution of vitamin A capsule. The positive changes in micronutrient malnutrition in the country is the reduction of goiter prevalence among children and women through the Universal Salt Iodized USI program. Pulse and oil consumption has also been increased. The stunting rate has been decreased and average life expectancy has been increased. Mr. Chairperson, Bangladesh has very rich diversity of fruits and vegetables to meet the nutritional demand. More than 100 vegetables, 70 fruits and 60 spices are produced in our country. However, Bangladesh Agriculture Research Institute, BARI, has developed a number of nutrient-rich vegetable and fruit crops, which is helping to improve nutrition, micronutrient deficiencies. In particular, among them is beta-carotene-rich sweet potato and tomato, late variety mango, okra with high fiber, short-duration mineral-enriched chilies, pumpkin, brinjal with high antioxidants, colored guava with high vitamin A and beta-carotene, high-yielding variety with high oil-content mustard, and QPM, that is quality protein maize, are the prominent. Liberal seed policy facilitated introduction of exotic varieties and hybrids. Production of fruits has increased from 7.96 million metric tons to 2011 from 1.41 million metric tons in 1995 and 94-95. Vegetable production also significantly increased from 1.21 million metric tons to 13.22 million metric tons in 2012 and 2013. Vegetables are available now round the year, all type. Although the consumption of fruit and vegetables increased significantly from 169 grams in 2002, it is now 2011 grams in 2010. Bangladesh pioneered in accepting advanced technologies of agriculture. The country's first biofortified rice variety, enriched with zinc, namely BRRI Dhan 62, BRRI Dhan 64, has been released. Rice has a zinc content of 20 to 20 milligram per kg, and this is capable of fighting diarrhea and pneumonia, induced childhood death and stunting. International Potato Center adapted and developed orange-fleshed sweet potato, OFSP, locally called Komala Sunduri. Vines are easy to preserve for planting the next season. Both leaves and roots provide vitamin A, good for eyes, help the body to fight disease. Fortified yogurt are available in the market. Fortification of soybean oil, in particular with vitamin A, has been ongoing since 2010. A maximum and minimum level of vitamin A fortification is between 0.015 to 0.030 milligram vitamin A per gram edible oil respectively. That means from 15 to 30 ppm. Presently almost 60% of the marketed edible oil are fortified with vitamin A. Other food items like atta, that is wheat flour, biscuits under consideration for this type of fortification. Bangladesh for the first time released BT brinjal for commercial cultivation. The four BT brinjal varieties, namely Bari BT Begun 1, 2, 3 and 4, developed against fruit and shoot borer by Bangladesh Agriculture Research Institute, Bari, for commercial cultivation. The government's decision positively impacts thousands of consumers who depend on eggplant as an important source of vitamin and minerals and their daily diet. BT brinjal is expected to benefit smallholder farmers who will experience increased yield and consumers who will have more and better quality eggplant to eat. Farmers, consumers and environment will benefit from reduced exposure to pesticide which causes health hazards. Mr. Chairperson, the present government of Bangladesh has already formulated a number of relevant policy including National Agriculture Policy 2013, National Nutrition Policy 2013, Bangladesh Institute of Research and Training and on Applied Nutrition, that is BARTN, enacted the Formalin Control Act 2014, Bangladesh Food Safety Regulation 2014, National Nutrition Survey, NNS, 20 components, revision of breast milk substitute, BMS code 2013, and country investment plan, that is CIP, monitoring mechanism, engaging 13 partner ministries. Open market sale, OMS, to keep the food price stable, daycare service for the children of working women, midday meal for working women, increased maternity leave, old age allowances, that is, we call Bengali, in Bengali it is Boyosko Bhata, allowances for persons with disability grants, etc. Mr. Chairperson, Bangladesh has moved from deficit to surplus in food production and now moving towards the right high quality food production and value addition to ensure food safety and quality. Wetland conservation and culture of small indigenous species, SIS, of fish and potential nutrient dense coarse source of vitamin A and minerals like calcium, phosphate, zinc could prevent a number of infant and child diseases. In terms of poverty, food security and nutrition, environmental vulnerability and livelihoods of people from the coastal part are struggled. Realizing the unexploited rice production potential in the southern region, as indicated in master plan, is providing additional opportunity to release land and other resources for production diversification. Mr. Chairperson, we are using our flagship health program, the Community Health Clinics, for creating nutrition service along with health and population service at the grassroots level. Bangladesh has made remarkable progress in nutrition-sensitive sectors like education, women empowerment, social safety net, water sanitation, and hygiene. For better condition between multiple sector and actors, we are considering creating an overarching national supervisory mechanism and thus is considering to revitalize Bangladesh National Nutrition Council. Finally, Mr. Chairperson, before I close, we are fully endorsing the Rome Declaration and committing to work with framework of action, action of ICN2, and let me assure you that Government of Bangladesh is committed to tackling up these challenges at all levels to achieve the improvement of nutrition and food safety goal for everybody. Thank you all.